In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
forever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Jesus says in this paragraph, but we'll go right down to the next one, do you think that there is a sanctity like other sanctities? This is the reason why the Vatican is it's astonished by what they read.
De lo que están leyendo.
Because this is not like anything that has been said before.
Esto no es como nada que jamás se haya dicho.
It's not a new revelation.
No es una revelación nueva. No es eso.
It is the oldest gift.
Es el regalo más antiguo
that was given to Adam.
Que se había dado a Adán.
And now God wants to give this first gift
y ahora quiere volver a dar este primer regalo
back to his people.
De nuevo a su gente.
So, we'll read a little bit more here. As I prayed, the Father surrendered to my supplications, and I formed... Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And I formed the seed of a good so great. So it's Jesus' prayer that started this. And so that this seed might be known, I taught my prayer to the apostles, and they transmitted it to the whole church, so that just as the people of the future Redeemer found salvation in Him and disposed itself to receive the promised Messiah, in the same way, this seed formed by me, the church, in praying and repeating my very prayer many times, might dispose herself to receive the good of the recognition and loving of my celestial Father, as their Father, in such a way as to serve to be loved as children and receive the great good that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, as He planned for 4,000 years the Messiah, He is now...
Planeó, dice Jesús, que cuando planeó por esos 4,000 años esperando el Mesías,
He has now planned for the last 2,000 years
y ahora ha estado planeando de los
the divine will to reign. In this seed and this hope that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints have formed their sanctity and the martyrs have shed their blood. There is no good which does not derive from this seed of the divine will. So the whole church prays, and just as the tears and the penances and the prayers to obtain the Messiah were directed toward that excelling Virgin Mary, whom I, God, was to dispose in order to centralize such a great good in her, so that they might receive their Savior, even though they did not know whom she would be. In the same way, when the Church recites the Our Father, it is precisely for you, Luisa, that she prays. Now think about that. The Our Father,
el Padre Nuestro, esto es muy importante.
Now see, this is why the Vatican,
por eso el Vaticano está como que, wow, asombrado.
Yeah. It steps back because it is precisely for you that the Church prays the Our Father.
Es precisamente por ti, Luisa, que la Iglesia ora el Padre Nuestro.
And we'll just translate this. So that I may centralize in you,
para que yo pueda centralizar en ti,
all the good that my divine will contains.
Todo el bien que mi divina voluntad contiene,
the way and the how.
De la manera y el cómo,
the divine will may have life on earth.
La divina voluntad pueda tener vida en la tierra,
as it does in heaven.
Como lo tiene en el cielo.
So what's happening is it's a new beginning for mankind.
Lo que está pasando es que es un nuevo
and again,
comienzo
this
para
is
la
not
humanidad.
Holy or good or saintly.
Y esto no es bueno, santo, no tiene nada que ver.
This is a divine way of living. Now, going back to the Vatican, there are some in the Vatican who are afraid because their lives are going to change. They can't continue to live the way they're living in the church. But again, the way and the how,
de la manera en cómo,
the divine will has life on earth as it does in heaven,
la divina voluntad va a tener vida,
is found
en la tierra como en el el cielo,
is found in the writings.
Se encuentra en los escritos.
That one line there is precisely for you, Luisa, that the church prays.
Es precisamente por ti, Luisa.
See, it has to be
reza.
It has to be a human.
Tiene que ser un humano.
It's not the Son of God's job.
No es el trabajo del
it's
hijo de
not
Dios.
The mother of God's job.
No es el trabajo de la madre de
it's
Dios.
A human's job.
Es el trabajo de un humano.
Now why?
¿Por qué?
Adam was a human.
Adam, era un humano.
Adam was supposed to give this to us.
Adam nos tenía que dar a nosotros.
And Adam fell.
Y Adam se cayó.
So Jesus comes as the new Adam.
Jesús viene como nuevo
Mary Adam. Comes as the new Eve.
María viene como la nueva Eva.
And they give this life to Luisa.
Y le da esta vida a Luisa.
The way and the how to live it.
La manera y el cómo vivir en ella.
That's why she wrote the 36 volumes.
Por eso escribió los 36 volumes.
Now it's our job,
y es nuestro trabajo,
if we choose,
si escogemos,
if we say fiat,
si decimos nuestro fiat,
to read this,
leer
to study
esto,
this,
estudiarlo,
and to put it into practice. Begin to live it.
Empezar a vivir.
And the, again, the consequences are peace, joy, and happiness.
Las consecuencias son paz, júbilo y felicidad.
It's to live heaven on earth.
Es vivir el cielo en la tierra.
So we'll continue. And even though, Luisa, you are not known, by echoing my prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the entire church prays to me. The entire church presses me to centralize all this good in a second virgin. So that, like a second savior, she may save unsaved humanity, and making use of my inseparable love and my mercy, I may answer my own prayer, united to that to the whole church, and making man come back to his origin, to the purpose for which I created him, and that is that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, these are, again, wonderful things to hear, and also makes me nervous.
Estas son cosas maravillosas para escuchar, pero a su misma vez me hace nervioso.
Because it can be greatly misunderstood.
Porque se pueden malinterpretar fácilmente.
He says very clearly.
Dice muy claramente.
The church prays to me.
La iglesia ora, me pide y ora.
That I put all of this in one another virgin.
Que yo ponga todo esto en otra virgen.
That like a second savior,
que como un segundo salvador,
she may save unsaved humanity.
Ella pueda salvar a la no salvada humanidad.
That's unbelievable.
Eso es increíble.
I mean, when you really look at this, who is this Luisa Picaretta?
Cuando realmente vemos esto,
who is she?
Es esta Luisa Picaretta?
Who is she that God is doing this with her?
Que Dios está haciendo todo esto en ella.
It's not the mother of God.
No es la madre
it's
de
not
Dios.
The son of God.
No es el hijo de
it's
Dios.
A human.
Es un humano.
Who has been given a divine life.
Se le ha dado una vida divina.
And now God wants to give us
y ahora Dios quiere darnos a nosotros
that same divine
esta
life.
Misma vida divina.
Not just to be human.
But
to share in divinity.
Pero para compartir en la divinidad.
When you look at this,
cuando ven esto,
this goes from black and white
esto se va de blanco y negro
into technicolor.
A technicolor.
It goes from two-dimensional
se va de dos dimensiones
to three-dimensional.
A tres dimensiones.
It's from a pencil drawing into a holistic, not a holistic, but a, what's that called?
Hologram.
What this is about is, and that's just nothing compared to what really is happening. Yeah, our God is saying to us,
Dios nos está diciendo a nosotros,
you're living dead, basically.
Tú realmente estás viviendo muerto.
You get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and die.
Te haces viejo, te arrugas y
you become food for worms.
Te vuelves alimento para los gusanos.
And he says, I'm going to give you a preternatural life.
Te voy a dar una vida prenatural.
And this is a life that has never been seen.
Y esta es una vida que nadie ha visto.
Jesus possessed it.
Jesús lo poseía.
Mary possessed it.
María la poseía.
But they looked like regular people.
Pero parecían como gente normal.
What is going to happen is we're going to receive the preternatural life that Adam had before the fall.
Nosotros lo que vamos a recibir es esa vida prenatural que Adam tenía antes de la caída.
So it's not going to be just our bodies won't be able to die.
Nuestros cuerpos no se van a morir.
Our bodies have to live forever.
Nuestros cuerpos tienen que vivir para siempre.
And Jesus says, well, you have to live in eternity.
Tienes que vivir en la eternidad.
You're not trapped in time and space anymore.
No estás ya más atrapado en el tiempo y el espacio.
So when you look at that, when you're praying,
cuando ves eso, cuando
and you're going through this, and you ask Jesus, tell me what you see. Tell me what you want me to see.
Dime lo que ves.
It would, for every one of us, it would be different.
Para cada uno de nosotros va a ser diferente.
If I say, think of a color, everybody's thinking of a color. If I say think of the color red, we all see it different shades and tones. If I say think of an object that is red, you know, some think of fire trucks, some think of, you know, apples, some think of tomatoes. Some, even if it's an apple, it's at a different shape or a different size. See, God loves our uniqueness.
Dios ama nuestro,
and He wants to talk to this uniqueness.
Y él quiere hablar a ese
and as you read,
y conforme lees,
what you read is going to be different than what I read.
Lo que tú lees va a ser diferente a lo que él lee.
It's the same thing.
Es lo mismo.
But it's amazing.
Pero es increíble.
Because if you have been brought up in one way,
si tú te has creado de una cierta manera,
you will think completely different than another person.
Tú vas a pensar totalmente diferente que otra persona.
And that is good.
Y eso es bueno.
The problem with teaching,
el problema con enseñar,
they don't let everybody learn the way they're supposed to learn.
No dejan a todos que aprendan de la manera que deben de aprender.
Everybody has to write with their right hand.
Todos
that's what I used to be.
Con su mano derecha.
Everybody has to learn English. Everybody. So you don't learn how to learn the way you can learn. I taught a class once in art. And everybody in the classroom was to draw. And I said to each person, show me what you can do.
Enséñame lo que puedes hacer.
And they drew.
Y dibujar.
And I would say, that line is good. That line is good. Do more of this.
Y yo le decía, esta línea, esta línea.
Everybody in the class produced
todos producieron
a lot of material because
material.
They did what they could do perfectly.
Porque hicieron
but it was, nobody was the same. Nobody
pero
was the same.
Era igual.
And I find in most schools, people are limited
la gente está limitada
because of the professor.
Por el profesor.
In the divine will, God is going to teach you the way you know how to learn.
Dios te va a enseñar de la manera que tú sabes aprender.
And you could advance very quickly
y tú puedes avanzar muy rápidamente
to what one person could be reading for 30 years.
De lo que una persona puede estar en una duración de 30 años en un corto tiempo.
And I've seen it happen.
Y lo ha visto pasar.
And the reason is they give their fiat. They say to God, let it be
ellos dan su fiat.
Let it be done to me as you say.
Dicen, déjase que se haga en mí lo que tú dices.
Now, as the church starts studying this
y conforme la iglesia empieza a estudiar
and letting God have his way,
y dejar que Dios haga que tenga su manera,
I think we're going to see some glorious things happen.
Vamos a ver unas cosas
not only with the church, but with each person.
No nada más con la iglesia, pero con todas las personas.
Okay, so we'll continue. So he says, this is precisely the living in my divine will, and everything I keep manifesting to you, Luisa, pushes you to this, confirms you in this. This is the great foundation I keep forming in your soul. In order to do this, I keep centralizing in you all the graces, past, present, and future, which I've given to all human generations. Now that's what God is doing with us. He is pushing us to learn these truths, to confirm in us these truths, in order, as he says, to centralize in us all the graces of all the saints. If we're linked to Luisa. Again, don't limit what God wants to do. What God wants to do is so astonishing. You're just being in awe of what he wants to do. Even more, listen to this, I double them. I multiply them. Because since my divine will is the greatest, it is the holiest, it is the most noble thing, which has no beginning and no end, in order to place it in one creature, Luisa, it is right that Antichorus, that I centralize in Luisa all possible goods, all innumerable graces, all divine purity, all divine nobility, so that this holy will of mine may have the same courtage as it has in heaven. It is the same will that operated in redemption and wanted to make use of a Virgin Mary. What portents and prodigies of grace did it not work in Mary? My divine will is great. My divine will contains all goods. And in operating its acts with magnanimity, it is as if it was about doing good. It's about doing good works. Excuse me. And if it is about doing works and doing good for all of humanity, then it puts all of it at all of its good at stake. So here, God is asking us. He's asking us to come to the greatest meal that he can produce. He's asking us to receive the most beautiful and most powerful vehicle on earth. He says to Luisa, your human will is a rusty pen.
Tu voluntad humana es un centavo oxidado.
He says, give me your rusty penny.
Dame tu centavo oxidado.
And I will fill you with billions of dollars.
Y te voy a llenar con billones de dólares.
And we say,
y nosotros decimos,
if I give you my rusty penny,
si te doy mi centavo oxidado,
I won't have it anymore.
No lo voy a tener más.
And most people say no.
Y la mayoría
I can't
de la
give
gente
up my
dice,
rusty
no,
penny.
No se pueden separar.
That's it's my life. It's
es
my
mi
misery.
Vida. Es mi vida. No se pueden separar.
This is how crazy this is.
Es una locura.
The divine will is everything.
La divina voluntad lo
billions
todo,
of dollars.
Todo,
billions.
Billones de dólares.
And all he says is, give me your rusty penny that's
dice,
of no value.
Dame tu centavo oxidado que no tiene valor.
And we can't say yes.
Y no le podemos decir
we can't
sí.
Say fiat.
No le podemos decir fiat.
So Jesus says, now the divine will wants to make use of another virgin in order to centralize its divine will in Luisa and to begin to make known that its divine will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if in redemption it wanted to come to save lost man, to satisfy for his sins, which man had no power to do, and to give him refuge and many other goods which redemption contains, now wanting to display even more love than in the redemption itself, by making my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, my divine will now comes to give man his state of origin, his state of divine nobility, and the purpose for which he was created. It comes to open the current between itself and the human will in such a way that, absorbed by this divine will, being dominated by the divine will, the human will shall give the divine will life within itself, and my holy divine will shall reign on earth as it does in heaven. This is what God's doing. This is not fallen human nature.
Esto no es seguir, la naturaleza humana.
It's to share in divinity.
Es compartir en la divinidad.
It's to be that drop of water put into the chalice filled with wine.
Esa gotita de agua que cae en el cáliz.
That drop of water becomes wine.
Esa gota de agua se convierte en el vino.
It's not oil and water.
No es aceite.
There's no separation.
No hay separación.
So, we're that drop of nothing.
Nosotros somos esa gota de nada.
And Jesus says, come into my divine will. Drop yourself into my divine will.
Ven a mi divina voluntad y déjate caer en ella.
And as we saw yesterday, Sister Asunta,
como vimos ayer en el video de la Sister Asunta,
she says, we must be fused in the divine will.
Debemos de ser fusionados en la divina voluntad.
So we are that drop of nothing.
Nosotros somos esa gota de nada.
Into that cup of wine.
En esta copa de vino.
Fused and diffused.
Fusionado y defusionado.
And we become wine. We share in divinity.
Y compartimos en la
so Jesus teaches Luisa that we are a drop
of
water that's put into the ocean of the divine will.
Que está puesta en el océano inmenso de la divina.
Once we are in that ocean,
una vez que estamos en ese océano,
everything belongs to us.
Todo nos pertenece.
All of divinity belongs to us.
Toda la divinidad nos pertenece a nosotros.
So he's asking us, would you please just give your fiat to say yes to this?
Y nos está pidiendo que por favor le demos el fiat a esto.
Enter into this fusion with God.
Entrar en esta fusión con Dios.
And become like God. So that drop of water in the ocean, everything in the ocean belongs to that drop. That drop, can for all eternity go around looking at things, participating in things in the giant infinite ocean.
Y esa gotita va a estar navegando por ese inmenso océano y va a participar en todo lo que pertenece a ese océano.
This was that infinite bucket.
Esta cubeta infinita
that God wants us to participate. He's going to, we're going to be showered. Of everything that's in there. Everything that belongs to God belongs to us.
Todo lo que le pertenece a Dios nos pertenece a nosotros.
So right now, you have a virtue or two. You know, I have a talent. I have an artistic talent.
Yo tengo un talento.
That's an angel.
Que es un ángel.
I have nothing.
Yo no tengo nada.
I have nothing. And one day I was painting.
Y algún día estaba pintando.
And I was painting up on top. And I said,
arriba.
Holy angels, help me paint. So I painted, it was the resurrection of Jesus.
I painted it,
and I got down to about here. And I stepped back and I went, magnificent. This is genius. I went, unbelievable. I said, I am so talented. And then I stepped back and I painted. I got down to here. I stepped back and I went, oh my God, it's awful. It's horrible. Because I didn't pray.
Porque no oró. Oró en la primera parte y le pidió ayuda a los ángeles, pero en la segunda parte no oró.
So I got down to here and I said, please, holy angels, help me, help me, help me. And I painted and it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. So when you looked at this, when you looked at the painting, you went, wow, oh, wow. It was just, it was awful. But see, we are nothing. And we have to learn to accept what God wants to give us.
Nosotros somos nada y tenemos que aprender a aceptar lo que Dios nos quiere dar.
Yeah, so God's got great plans.
Dios tiene grandes planes.
And he can't find anybody that says yes.
Y no encuentra nadie que le diga que sí.
Even those that have said yes
y hasta aquellos que han dicho que sí,
have said no.
Han dicho que no.
Our job
y nuestro trabajo
is just to give our fiat.
Nada más dar nuestro fiat.
To study what we're like, this what we've just read is so important.
Y esto, estudiar esto. Esto que acabamos de leer es muy importante.
Who is this Luisa Picaretta?
¿Quién es esta Luisa Picaretta?
Who is she?
¿Quién es?
We went through all her volumes.
Repasamos todos sus volúmenes.
With the titles that Jesus gave her.
Con los títulos que Jesús le dio a Luisa.
There was 241 pages.
se hicieron un compendio de 249 páginas.
Single space. Of all her titles.
De todos sus títulos.
It's astonishing. Jesus loves her so much.
Jesús la ama tanto.
That when the church finally recognizes her, it's going to do what St. Padre Pio said. It's going to focus on Luisa Picaretta and the divine will forever, basically.
Yeah.
It's.
Now let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. What is it going to take to make every Muslim say, "I want to be Catholic"? What is it going to take to make every Muslim, every Jew, every Buddhist, every Hindu, every Protestant say, "I want to be Catholic"? Something's coming that is so spectacular. It's so spectacular that everyone will run to be baptized in the church. Open up that pool back there.
Tan espectacular que todos van a correr a querer ser católicos.
So Jesus says in volume 24, the last chapter of volume 24, that everyone is going to become Catholic.
Él dice en el volumen 24 que todos van a ser católicos.
What, and like I'm thinking, what's going to make every Muslim say, "Muhammad who"? They're all going to say, "I want to be Catholic. I want Mary to be the blessed, my blessed mother. I want to be baptized. I want to receive Holy Communion. I want to be confirmed." Well, I'm just saying, what's going to happen that everyone is going to become Catholic? Well, Jesus said that. He did say, he says, "I'm going to wage war against mankind, and it's not a war of blood, it's a war of love." He did say that. But can you imagine what God has planned where everyone is going to say, "I want to be Catholic"?
Que todos quieran ser católicos es similar, no digo que es igual, pero es similar a Nuestra Madre de Guadalupe. Cuando apareció, se cayeron de rodillas y quisieron ir a bautizarse inmediatamente, más de 10 millones.
I'm just saying, what the divine will is going to do is going to do something that's astonishing. The world is going to be in terror. The world is going to be wailing and grinding their teeth. We are going to be in ecstasy. What is coming that's going to make us so happy, so peaceful, so joyful, that even the Muslims are going to give up their misery and embrace the church? What could God possibly be going to do that will make the Muslims put down their weapons and embrace the church? I mean, the fire from heaven is true.
Right now,
but how?
Pero cómo?
Because right now what we're seeing is that there's a lot of violence, a lot of hate, a lot of things, and a lot of people is coming back to the church and praying and
trying to serve God.
A lot of kidnapping and all of that, and we've seen a lot of people, groups of prayer and all of that.
Yeah.
That's what we've seen, but it's nothing, of love. It's on the contrary.
Every synagogue, every temple, every mosque, every church will be Catholic. There will be no Mormon tabernacles, no Mormon choir. Everyone will be Catholic. So what is coming that's going to so astonish the world? Now let me just give you, it's us living in the divine will. what God is calling us to do is to embrace this life that has never been seen since Adam, the fall of Adam, the preternatural life.
Y lo que es lo que está pidiendo Dios, que nosotros abracemos esta vida que no se ha visto desde Adam.
And begin to live it.
Y empezar a vivir.
This is you have to understand why we are alive today. It's not just to be good Catholics.
Tienen que entender por qué realmente estamos vivos hoy. No es para ser buenos católicos nada más.
It's to embrace Jesus' life, Mary's life.
Es para abrazar la vida de Jesús y la vida de María.
That was given to Luisa.
Que se le dio a Luisa.
Okay, so we'll continue. Volume 15, 7, 11, 13.
Yeah, we'll find it back on track.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My daughter, the greater the work I want to do, the more necessary it is that the creature I choose be unique and singular. The work of redemption was the greatest, and I chose only one creature, providing Mary with all the gifts never conceded to anyone, so that Mary might contain so much grace as to be able to become my mother. And so I might place in Mary all the goods of redemption. And so that Mary may keep all my gifts from the moment she was conceived until she conceived me, I kept Mary hidden by the light of the Most Holy Trinity. Who was her custodian and had the office of directing her in everything? Guess was the Holy Trinity. And then I was conceived in her virginal womb. And being true leader and first of all priests, I myself took on the charge of keeping her and directing her in everything, even in the motion of her heartbeat. And when I died, I entrusted to her to another priest, St. John, a soul so privileged, containing all graces unique in the divine mind, unique in history. I did not want to leave her without the assistance of my representatives up to her last breath. Have I perhaps done this with other souls? No, because they did not contain so much of good grace, gifts and graces, and therefore that much custody and assistance was not necessary. Now, Luisa, my daughter, you too are unique in my hand, and shall also be unique in history. Okay, that's very important. Luisa is going to be unique in all of history. There will not be, either before or after you, another creature for whom I shall dispose, as though forced by necessity, the assistance of my ministers, having chosen you in order to place in you the sanctity, the goods, the effects, and the acts of my supreme will. It was covenant convenient that just and decorous for the very sanctity of my divine will contains that one of my ministers assist you and be the first depository of the goods contained in my divine will, so as to let them pass from his lap unto the whole body of the church. That was St. Honorable de Francia. So, as Mary was protected by the priests, Luisa was protected by the priests. What great attention is required of you and of the priests. Of you in receiving me like a second mother, the great gift of my divine will, in knowing all its divine qualities, and of them, the priests, in receiving them from you, so that the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven may be fulfilled in my church. Now you can understand why the Pope has to give this to the priests. Luisa is the mother, the new Eve, the third Eve. The Holy Father is the third Adam. Yes. Thank you. So again, it has to be given to the priest first. Again, that doesn't make it's just proper order, you know. Okay. And you do not know how much I had to give you to dispose your capacity to be able to place my divine will in you. I, God, had to remove all the seeds of corruption from you. I, God, had to purify your soul, your very nature, so that you would neither feel anything for them nor they for you. And because the seed is missing, it is as if the fire were missing to the firewood. And even though I did not exempt you from original sin, as I did with my dear mama, by removing from you the seed of corruption, I made another prodigy of grace, never conceded to anyone else, because it was decorous for my divine will, three times holy, to descend into a soul and take possession of her without her being shaded even the slightest by the slightest corrupted breath. So here's another thing that the church is going to teach us. How God removed from Luisa the seed of corruption.
La semilla de la corrupción.
Mary was free from original sin,
María estaba libre del pecado original.
But Luisa was freed from the seed of corruption.
Pero Luisa fue liberada de
now, what's really great is this. We're going to get that too.
Nosotros también vamos a recibir eso.
We're going to be freed from the corruption, the seed of corruption.
Nosotros también vamos a ser liberados de esa semilla de la corrupción.
Now, the reason for the divine will is this.
La razón por la divina voluntad es esta.
When Adam fell,
cuando cayó Adam,
it took 4,000 years for Jesus and Mary to come.
Se tomó 4,000 años para que llegara Jesús y María.
So you have this huge void here.
Y queda un hueco enorme aquí.
When Jesus and Mary left,
cuando se fueron Jesús y María,
2,000 years, and then Luisa came. There's this huge
años,
void here.
Y aquí hay otro
so
hueco.
Here's these two voids
hay dos huecos muy grandes
that have to be filled.
Que tienen que ser llenados.
That's our job.
Ese es nuestro trabajo.
To repair and redo in the divine will.
Reparar y volver a hacer en la divina voluntad.
It's going to, when this is done,
cuando esto
it's going to look as if Adam never sinned.
Va a parecer como si Adán nunca hubiera pecado.
It's going to look as if we never sinned.
Va a parecer como si nosotros nunca hubiéramos pecado.
This is the thing that is going to astonish us.
Esto es lo que nos va a asombrar más.
Everything is going to be repaired.
Todo va a ser reparado.
This is the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
La oración del Espíritu Santo.
Fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Send forth your Spirit. And we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. It's through us. This is the thing that's going to astonish us. At the end of Luisa's life, Luisa said to Jesus, I am so sorry for my sins. And Jesus said, Luisa, you never sinned. You repaired everything as if you never sinned.
Como si nunca hubieras pecado.
And he says, this is what your children are going to do too.
Y esto es lo que tus hijos van a hacer también.
Our job is to repair. So when you see something on television like a crime,
cuando veas algo en la televisión como un crimen,
you say to Jesus, I'm sorry this has happened, Lord. I want to repair this situation.
Le dices a Jesús, lo siento mucho, Jesús. Yo quiero reparar por este crimen.
And all situations like this. In the name of all mankind.
En el nombre de toda la humanidad.
What's happening is you're repairing and redoing everything in the divine will. See, that's what I was talking about earlier.
Esto es lo que estaba hablando
us and the Holy Spirit.
Nosotros y el Espíritu Santo.
It's to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is why when you are in heaven, you will have like a divine anesthesia, and you will not remember anything that you have done, thought, or said that offended the Lord or anyone else. I can't hear you.
What was your last sentence right now?
Ask me.
So how do you repair to that prayer?
I'm sorry?
How do we repair?
That's what you're going to learn when you read. When I see something, if a friend of mine goes to the hospital with cancer, I say, Lord, repair the soul, heal the soul, heal all souls with cancer, heal all souls that are sick, heal everyone that has ever gotten ill. And what happens is, in the divine will, God is repairing as if nothing ever happened. Everybody was healed. See, what's coming is the complete restoration of man.
Lo que viene es la restauración completa del hombre. Cuando ora, no ora nada más por esa persona, sino por todos que jamás hayan tenido cáncer, por todos los que estén enfermos y que jamás hayan estado enfermos.
And that's our job.
Y ese es nuestro trabajo.
That's what we learn in the divine will.
Eso es lo que aprendemos en la divina voluntad.
So, what is God going to teach you? What is God going to show you? It all depends on your docility.
¿Qué es lo que Dios te va a enseñar? ¿Qué es lo que vas a aprender de Dios?
He wants complete the huge void of no love to be filled with love.
Él quiere que ese hueco tan grande de desamor sea lleno de amor.
This is a glorious life that God has given us.
Esto es una vida gloriosa que Dios nos está dando.
And all that He asks is that we say our fiat.
Lo único que pide es que digamos nuestro fiat.
And then He fills us with divinity.
Y luego nos llena con divinidad.
Okay, so the next is this. Okay, so He says basically, where did I stop, Doctor? Where you must know? Okay. Thank you. You must know. This is a command from Jesus that this fulfillment of our divine will is so great that it numbers among the greatest works that the divinity has ever operated. This is what God is asking us to enter into. And I want it to be known so that in knowing its greatness and the immense good that it contains, souls may esteem it and desire it. This goes back to what you were asking earlier. Jesus says, I want this known. Now, it's not to my family. It's not to my friends, it's not to my neighbors, it's not to my coworkers. They don't want it. Jesus says, I want this to be known by you. As you read this, He's teaching you. You know, it's very, very clear. It wants to be known so that you know the greatness, know the immensity, that souls may esteem it and desire it. As you read this, as you study this, as you get glimpses of it, all we want is to enter into this life that's recreating the face of the earth.
Todo lo que queremos hacer conforme entramos a esta vida es rehacer todo.
It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary found in Luisa.
Es la vida verdadera de Jesús y de María que se encuentra en Luisa.
So He says, three times did the divinity decide to operate ad extra. The first was in the creation, and it was without intervention of the creature, since none of them had yet come to the daylight. The second was in redemption, and with it it intervened a woman, the holiest, the most beautiful, my celestial mama. Mary was the channel. Mary was the instrument that I used in order to fulfill the work of redemption. And now the third is the fulfillment of my divine will that will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that the creature may live and operate with the sanctity and the power of our divine will. Our work inseparable from creation and redemption, just as the Most Holy Trinity is inseparable. Nor can we say that a work of creation is complete if our divine will, as we decreed, does not act in the creature and live with the freedom, the sanctity, and the power with which it acts and lives in us, Triune God. Even more, this is the most beautiful point, the most radiant and high, the seal of the fulfillment of the work of creation and redemption. So the divine will is the completion of redemption and creation. These are the divine decrees. They must have full completion to fulfill this decree, we, Triune God, want to use another woman, and that is you, Louisa. The woman was the incitement and the cause which Adam, man, fell into his misfortunes. And we, Triune God, want to use a woman to put things in order, to release man from his misfortunes, and restore his decorum, honor, and true likeness to us, Triune God, just as he was created by us. Therefore, be attentive and do not take things lightly. So that's what he says to us. This is the most important, the most beautiful, the most powerful of anything that God has done. It's sanctification. So he says, don't take this lightly. This is not about any other thing. It's about a divine decrees. It is about giving us, Triune God, field in order to let us accomplish the work of creation and redemption. Therefore, we, Triune God, entrusted my Mama Mary to St. John so that she might place in him through him in the church the treasures, the graces of all my teachings which I had placed in Mary during the course of my life. As Mary had been entrusted to me, I being her priest, as well as all the laws, the precepts, and the doctrines that the church had to possess, Mary faithful as Mary was, and jealous of even one word of mine, placed them in my faithful disciple John, so that they might not be lost. Therefore, my mama had primacy over the whole church, and so I did with you, Louisa. Since the Fiat Voluntas Tua was to serve the whole church, I entrusted to you, Louisa, to one of my ministers, so that you might place in him everything I manifested to you about my divine will. This was St. Honorable de Francia. The goods contained in the divine will, how the creature must enter into the divine will, and how the paternal goodness wants to begin another era of grace, sharing with the creature all the goods he possessed in heaven and restoring her lost happiness. Therefore, be attentive and faithful to me. So that's what God wants. Faithfulness and attentiveness to this great gift. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this is Volume 16, 8:20-23. The sanctity of living in my divine will is more than sun. Now think about this. The sun is the greatest star in our galaxy, right?
Piensen en esto, el sol es la estrella más grande en nuestro sistema solar.
And the sanctity
y la santidad
that God wants us to live
que Dios quiere que vivamos
is more than the sun.
Es más que el sol.
Jesus calls the saints. He calls the saints stars in the heavens.
Stars in the heavens.
And he says that the souls living in the divine will will enter into the sun of the divine will to participate in the sun. So he says, Louisa, the saints are beautiful. But they are like stars in the sky that will surround the sun. And like a halo. And you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa will enter into the sun. So Jesus says, the soul, Louisa, who is upright and fully ordered in my divine will, is more than an army in battle. Okay, so you think of an army on a field. thousands of men. It's more than that. Her intelligence is ordered and bound to the eternal intelligence. Her heartbeat, affections, and desires are ordered to the eternal bonds. So this is nothing that's human. Okay? It's eternal intelligence, eternal bonds. Divine intelligence, divine bonds. So we're going to be able to understand things from a divine perspective.
Vamos a poder entender cosas de una perspectiva divina.
Therefore, her thoughts, her will, and all her interior are armies of messengers which come from her and which fill both heaven and earth. They are speaking voices. They are weapons which defend all. And first of all, they're God. So, it's a new beginning where her thoughts are armies. Her interior are speaking voices. These are weapons. They defend all, but first of all, they defend God. So it's we're in battle. We're in battle, and it's a war that God wins.
Y es una guerra que Dios va a ganar.
So at confirmation, the bishop slaps us across the face.
Entonces, en confirmación, el obispo nos da una cachetada.
And for some of us, he should slap even harder. But he, because we are at war.
Porque estamos en guerra.
And this Jesus is going to show us what this is. These souls linked to Luisa, these voices, these messengers, they bring good to everyone. They are the true celestial and divine militia, which the Supreme Majesty keeps all ordered within itself, always ready at its commands. So it's like an army. God gives the command, and the army moves. God gives the command, and we fight the battles that are coming.
Es como el ejército, Dios da la orden y el ejército se mueve. Dios da la orden y comienza la batalla.
And there's the example of Mary, my mother, the true sanctity of living in my divine will, with an interior all collapsed in the eternal Son of the Supreme Volition, having to be their queen, and the sanctity of the saints, the mother and bearer of my life to everyone, and therefore of all goods. Our Lady remained as though hidden in everyone, bringing good without making herself recognized. More than a silent sun, Mary brought light without speech, fire without clamor, good without exposing herself, and there was no good which did not come from her. There was no miracle which was not unleashed from Our Lady. By the living in my divine will, Our Lady lived hidden within everyone. She was and is the origin of the goods of all. So, at this point, God loves things that are hidden. And what that means is Our Lady is not known yet. Our Lady is going to be known. And when she is known, she will bring conversions to everyone. This is God's greatest weapon. The woman clothed with the sun that he mentioned in Genesis 3:15 and in the book of Revelation. When the world gets to know the Blessed Mother, what's going to happen is it's a new beginning for everyone. So our job is to get to know the Blessed Mother more. To call on Our Lady, to go to Our Lady, to plead with Our Lady, and then watch her work as our mother. So Jesus says, she was so enraptured in God, she was so fixed and ordered in the divine will, that all of her interior swam in the ocean, the sea of the eternal volition. Our Lady was aware of all the interior, of all the interior of all creatures, and she placed in her own in order to restore them before God. She placed her own in order to reorder them before God. It was exactly the interior of man, more than the outside, to be in the greater need of being redone and reordered. And so, having to do with the major part, it seemed that Our Lady did the minor while she was in the origin of both the eternal and interior good. So Our Lady has really remained hidden for the most part. And in the last century of ours, basically, she has been revealing herself. Yeah, so Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of, thank you, Akita. You know, it's really amazing. She's... Medjugorje. Yeah, it's like our Lady to Father Gopi.
And Father, she mentioned in Medjugorje this will be her last apparition.
Yeah. Now, people get upset about that. It's her final apparition. Do you know why it's her final apparition? Everybody's going to be sad. It's not to be sad.
No es para estar triste.
Because it's her final apparition.
Es su última aparición.
We're going to see her not in an apparition after this.
No, en una aparición después de esto.
It's going to be more. There's going to be more blessings.
Va a ser más, más grande, más bendición.
See, the time, we're coming to an end. Time is coming to an end.
El tiempo está llegando a su fin.
We are going to re-enter into eternity.
Vamos a volver a entrar en la eternidad.
So there's no need for apparitions.
No hay necesidad de apariciones.
So when she says this will be my final apparition, everybody's going, oh my goodness. And we're going, great. Something better is coming. See, God's got it all planned. His kingdom is coming to reign on earth. There's no need for apparitions anymore. So they say, go to Medjugorje so that you can remember that you were there when she was appearing. And everybody thinks, oh, I remember when she was here. Now she's not here anymore. And in reality, we're going to be with Mary. We're going to be with Jesus. And we're not going to be in this wormy body. I love it when it says food forms. When I was ordained, I put down, O worm Israel, O maggot Judah. That was my first reading. O worm Israel, O maggot Judah.
O gusano Israel, y maggot is oruga.
And it says after that, it said, now that you know what you are,
y ahora que sabes que eres,
I can begin to use you.
Te puedo empezar a usar.
Well, that was read, and my bishop went, looked at me like, what are you doing? And I went, well, I'm starting where I start. I'm a worm Israel, maggot Judah. It's God wants us to share in divinity.
Dios quiere compartir en la divinidad.
And this body, it's just food. It's food for worms. And as the Pope said recently, people are spending more money for cosmetics than feeding the poor. People are spending more money feeding their animals than feeding babies. So we've got everything upside down. And God's going to straighten that all out. it's a what's coming is going to be wonderful.
Lo que viene va a ser maravilloso.
And we have to understand that it's her last. She's not going to appear anymore, but this is going to be even better.
Tenemos que entender que ya no va a aparecer, pero va a ser mucho mejor.
Okay, do you know where we ended, Doctor?
So she was enraptured in God?
Yeah.
Okay, she was enraptured in God. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, well, the last paragraph. Right.
So she was. Okay, so, okay, I see it. Okay. See, it's a top at the top of my page. So she was enraptured in God, so fixed and ordered in the divine will that all her interior swam in the sea of the eternal volition. I think I read this. She was aware of all the interior of all the creatures, and she placed her own in the order. I think we read that.
Yes.
Does anybody else know where we were?
Yeah, it's after that.
What?
After that, with the property of the
interior. Okay. Okay.
We haven't turned the page for.
Okay, it was exactly the interior of man, more than an outside to be, greater in need and great of need of being redone and reordered. See, this is what we're doing. We're redoing, we're reordering, we're everything in the will of God. So it's the same thing here. More than the outside to do, the greater need of being redone and reordered. And so having to do the major part, it seemed that Our Lady did the minor part, and while she was the origin of both external and interior good, yet appeared it seemed that she did not do great or amazing works. More than a son, she went and unobserved and hidden in the most cloud of the light of the divine will, so much so that the very saints gave themselves doing apparently more amazing things than my own mama did. And yet, what are the greatest saints before my celestial mama? They are just little stars compared to the great sun, and if they are illuminated, it is because of the Son. So here Jesus is giving us a glimpse of what he told Luisa. We're going to enter into the Son of the Divine Will, where the Holy Trinity lives, where the celestial Mama Mary lives, where Luisa lives, where we're going to live. So it's, you look at the lives of the saints, and they are beautiful. They're holy. They're saintly. They're good. But it's not divine will. God wants us to enter into this great gift of the divine will, enter into the Son of the divine will. So again, that's what I mean. Don't limit God. What God is going to bring about is so beautiful that if we think with our brain, our human mind, we won't hear what he's saying. It goes beyond what we could ever imagine. It's not in the theology books. It's not in the saints' books. It's only in the book of heaven. That's what astonishes the Vatican. Okay, but even though Our Lady did not do amazing things, Our Lady did not cease to be also visibly majestic and beautiful, just barely flying over the earth, all intent on the eternal will, which she charmed and enraptured with great love and violence in order to transport it from heaven to earth, and which the human family had so brutally exiled up on high. And with all her interior ordered in the divine will, Our Lady gave no time to time. Do you see this? Our Lady gave no time to time, whether she thought, palpitated, breathed, and everything else she did. These were all charming bonds in order to draw the eternal word upon earth. In fact, Our Lady won, and she performed the greatest miracle which no one else can do. So, the one thing that we have to understand is everything's happening because God wants to bring us back into eternity.
Lo que tenemos que entender es que todo está pasando porque Dios nos quiere regresar a la eternidad.
Now, when you pray, may your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven.
Cuando oramos que tu reino sea exactamente aquí en la tierra como es en el cielo.
We can't live like this.
No podemos vivir así.
This is impossible to live like this.
Esto es imposible vivir así.
How are the saints living in heaven?
¿Cómo están viviendo los santos en el cielo?
Heaven is not perfect.
El cielo no es perfecto.
Yeah.
Todavía.
And the reason it's not perfect yet is because the saints do not have bodies. St. Thomas Aquinas says you must have a body and a soul. So in heaven there's only two people with bodies. Jesus and Mary. Okay. So when we call heaven to earth,
okay,
what are we bringing down to earth? Everybody in heaven to earth. That's Jesus and Mary and all the people who don't have bodies. They don't have bodies. So what does that mean? What surprise is Jesus going to have for the people when they come back from heaven to earth? And what's the surprise that God is going to give to us when heaven comes to earth? We can't have this body. Can't have this body. Yeah. Why? Because we're not in time or space anymore. We're going to enter into eternity. Do you see? What's coming has never been seen. What's coming, no one is expecting. But Jesus says, when it comes, when everything changes, he says this in volume 20, he says that everyone will say, how did this happen? And Jesus said it happened to because of Luisa and the souls linked to Luisa. So our job is not just to be good and holy and saintly, but our job is to read and to study the way God is going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. It's the prayer we've been praying for 2,000 years. So can you imagine? I mean, how can you see, for example, say we were Jews in 5 BC and we say to one another, in a few years the Messiah is going to be born. The Messiah is going to be born in a cave. He's going to get 12 apostles, 12 fishermen basically. He's going to give them the Catholic faith. And then they're going to go to Rome. Okay, like we said yesterday, everybody would say you are out of your mind. God would never do this. Now think about what God's doing. He's saying the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. He says the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus has told Luisa how it's going to happen. And he's given us a clue. So, if we go out and tell everybody, guess what? The kingdom of God is coming. They're going to say, yes, we know that. And they're going to, you're going to, guess what? Heaven's coming to earth. And they go, okay, we believe that. Guess what? There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth on earth. Now you're getting kind of, it's getting kind of shaky here. You know, wait a minute. So you really can't talk about much. You're going to have to live this. And as you read this, you'll be filled with such happiness that He, the Lord, is going to explain things to you. Okay, so we'll continue. Volume 16, 11, 15, 23. I too know that little as you are, Louisa, that you are good at nothing, at the most, at making me smile with your childish things. Therefore, your Jesus will take care of everything. Now, the same thing with us. I can do nothing. He can do nothing else. No. So Jesus says, look it, what I'm going to do is divine. Just get out of my way and let me take care of everything. I'm going to do it. Now that's what we do when we read the divine will. Jesus is going to teach us, and all he says is just get out of my way and let me accomplish this. So he says, this is necessary. And just as it was necessary in order to come and to fulfill redemption, a little daughter of ours, my Mama Mary, assumed the task of receiving within her all the acts of our divine will rejected by mankind. And Our Lady made them her own. Our Lady welcomed them with decorum. Our Lady loved them. Our Lady repaired them. Our Lady returned them, so much so as to fill all their boundaries, as much as it is possible for a creature. When the divinity saw and reintegrated in Mary this little creature, its divine will of creation, not only for herself but for all the others, it felt so attracted that it added the greatest act, the most sublime, the most prodigious one, to the many acts of its will in creation, that Mary, this little one, be the one to be raised to the exclusive and unique dignity of mother of her God, of her own creator. I, Jesus, the eternal Word, could never have descended from heaven had I not found in Mary my divine will, reintegrated as we had wanted it to be in the creature. What then was the cause that made me come upon earth, that my divine will existed in Mary, a little creature? And what did I care that she was small? All I cared about was that my divine will be safe in the Blessed Mother, with no fracture on the part of our human will. And once our divine will was safe, all our rights were given back to us. The creature placed in herself, Mary placed in herself the order of her creator, and the creator placed himself in the order of Mary. The purpose of creation was already fulfilled, and so we got to the facts that the one being made flesh, the first to redeem man, and then so that our divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, it was my Mama Mary who, taking into herself all our divine will, delivered for the good of creation, darted the divinity with the divine arrows in such a way as to draw like a powerful magnet the Word of God into her womb, wounded by our own divine arrows. We can deny nothing to the one who possesses our divine will. See then all the necessity which I want another creature to offer herself, you, Louisa, to receive into herself all the acts of my divine will, which I delivered in creation, so as to give fulfillment to that fiat which I brought upon earth, and which was welcomed and understood only by my mother. And this is why there was no division between me and her. So here, Jesus is now going to bring about a new beginning for mankind. What God did with Our Lady, God now wants to do with us. Because of Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she that God is going to bring about the recreation of the face of the earth by a human? Not St. Francis, not St. Clair, not St. Ignatius, Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? This is a question that God is going to ask you as you read. Why would I give all this to a human? especially another woman.
Especialmente otra mujer.
Only kidding. The reason Jesus does this, and I, because I always would say, why did you choose a guy? He says, I have to crush the head of Lucifer twice. As he seduced a woman, it'll be two women that will crush him. So he says to Luisa in volume 15, my mother crushes the head of Lucifer. And then you, Luisa, will crush it again. So God, having fun, made Luisa be born in a country that looked like a boot, and put the corrado where the heel is. Because I was like, oh, as a kid, why did you make a country look like a boot? And it's not kicking a soccer ball, it's kicking Sicily. So God says to Luisa that you will be the second crush of the head of Lucifer. Now, if we are linked to Luisa, we also crush Lucifer's head. That's why he's afraid of us. He knows he's going to be crushed. And he knows it's Mary. And he knows it's Luisa. And he doesn't want us to read this, because we will crush him too. With Mary and with Luisa. So this is it's a glorious time. His time is over. Where are we?
Volume 16.
Okay.
24:13.
Okay, ready. Got it. Let me just see how much we got here. Oh, I don't think I want to start this one. That was too long. So we'll just continue. We have to understand that our God wants us, pleading with us, to just give our fiat. So that he can accomplish in us the most amazing things that he could possibly do with a creature. Okay? All that he asks of us is that we give our fiat. The docility, the surrender, the submission is what God is looking for. These are three words that are hated, most especially by women. Submission, surrender, and docility. Yeah. Our job is to say to God, I want what you want. I surrender. The true position of a soul in the divine will, I give up. I surrender. It's God. We want God to be in charge. And if we can submit ourselves to Him, He is so happy. Because everybody else is in rebellion. Everybody is in disobedience. And he's looking for the souls that are like his mother, that are like Luisa, surrendered, docile, submissive. And if we do this, it's glorious. It's glorious. So, I think we'll end there. Time to eat. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.